Lesson 13. Adapt, adapt. Deplete, deplete. Efficient, efficient. Fatigue, fatigue. Gate, gate. Glare, glare. Habitat, habitat. Oblivious, oblivious. Outmoded, outmoded. Prominent, prominent. Quench, quench. Rigor, rigor. Sear, sear. Transport, transport. Wend, wend. Read the passage below, then complete the exercise that follows. The Ship of the Desert. A long line of camels wending its way slowly across the skyline was once a familiar sight in the North African and Arabian deserts. These animals are actually dromedaries, the kind that most people think of when camels are mentioned. The Bedouins, the migrant people of the Arabian and Sahara deserts, call the dromedary the Ship of the Desert, because it has transported goods and people over some of the most arid regions in the world for thousands of years. Bearing its burden patiently and seemingly oblivious to hunger and thirst, the dromedary can keep up a steady, plodding gait, traveling 50 miles a day for up to 5 days, without showing signs of fatigue. When it reaches water, it quenches its thirst by drinking as much as 15 gallons at a time. When food is not available, it lives on the fat stored in its hump, which is not filled with water as some people think. The dromedary's hump fills out and is quite prominent when the animal is well fed. It gets smaller as the fat stored inside is depleted. The dromedary is very well adapted to life in the desert. Its broad feet do not sink into soft sand, and it can close its nostrils completely during sandstorms while protecting its eyes with double rows of eyelashes. It is comfortable even in the searing heat of the desert and will stretch out in the full glare of the noonday sun even though shade may be available. The dromedary is capable of carrying up to 600 pounds on its back, but it knows its limits. If given too heavy a burden, it will obstinately refuse to budge until the load is lightened. Closely related to the dromedary is the Bactrian camel, whose habitat is the cold desert regions of Siberia in Central Asia. The Bactrian camel is smaller and sturdier than the dromedary, has shorter legs, and is covered with long, shaggy hair to protect it from the rigorous Siberian climate. But the most obvious difference between them is the number of humps. The dromedary has a single hump, while the Bactrian camel has two. Although both kinds have been domesticated for thousands of years, the Bactrian camel, unlike its cousin, is still found in the wild. To the Bedouins and the migrant people of Central Asia, the dromedary and Bactrian camel are much more than beasts of burden. Their hair provides wool for making clothes and carpets. Their hides can be used to make tents and footwear. They can be milked like cows, and their meat, which tastes like veal or beef, forms an important part of these people's diets. In spite of their great versatility, both kinds of camels are becoming outmoded means of transportation in the modern world. Four-wheel drive vehicles are more efficient. They can travel faster and further and carry heavier loads. That long line of camels wending its way across the Arabian desert is joining the American wagon train that headed west in the 1800s, something you see only in the movies.